proceed to the fifth case of the day, In Re Longview Aluminum. Ms. Hartman.
May it please the Court, good morning, Your Honors. My name is Kim Hartman, and I represent the appellant Dominic Forte. This appeal raises the question as to when and under what circumstances a member or manager of an LLC will be deemed an insider under the bankruptcy code. This is an issue that has not been decided by the Seventh Circuit or any other court of appeal. Here, the question is whether the trustee has proved that Forte was an insider of the debtor Longview Aluminum at the time that he relinquished his interest in the company and entered into a $200,000 or received a $200,000 settlement payment. The trustee cannot meet this burden for three reasons.
Well, let me ask you this. In what respect is an officer director of a corporation different from a member manager of an LLC?
Well, in this case, there is a big difference because under the LLC agreement, the board of managers managed the company, not the members. And at the time of the transfer here, at the time it was negotiated, and the time that the first payment was made, Forte was excluded from any management responsibility. Therefore, he didn't have any of the type of authority or control that a typical officer or director of a corporation would have. Importantly, no court, no district court, no bankruptcy court, no circuit court has ever held that a member or manager who has been excluded from the company in total at the time of a negotiation and a transfer is an insider of a company. The three reasons why the trustee cannot establish that Forte was an insider of Longview is one, as we just discussed, he was not a director, officer, or general partner of the company. Two, he was never in control of the company. And three, the transfer sought to be avoided was a settlement payment negotiated through litigation by counsel at arm's length. The first issue should be pretty straightforward. Forte did not have the title director, officer, or general partner. He therefore did not have one of the enumerated positions in the statute, which confers automatic per se insider status.
Well, a number of bankruptcy and district courts and several circuits have concluded if a member or manager of an LLC holds a position substantially identical to those listed in 10131, such as a director or officer, then the LLC member or manager is an insider.
There have been a couple cases, Your Honor, district court cases and bankruptcy court cases, which have held that a member or manager is an insider because they hold rights analogous or similar to an officer or director. But in each and every one of those cases, the member or manager had actual authority and control that was analogous to an officer or a director. We don't have that in this case. In fact, 3 months before the settlement payment was negotiated, and the first payment, or the $200,000 payment, was made, the other four other members and managers of the board executed a written majority consent, formally excluding Forte from any records, documents, financial information, or otherwise involvement in the company. So at the time that the settlement payment was negotiated and the time that the initial $200,000 payment was made, he was completely excluded from the company.
It didn't affect his voting rights, did it?
It did not affect his voting rights, but voting rights as a member under this LLC agreement did not confer any management rights, especially in light of the written majority consent. So although as a member, you are a shareholder in the company, and you may have a voting right for certain corporate transactions, be it a merger or an acquisition, that's analogous to a shareholder to a public corporation. Just because someone may own stock in a public corporation, it may ultimately have a vote in whether or not that company acquires another company. Does not mean that that shareholder is an insider, has any authority, has any control, has any inside information which would confer insider status. So that's the difference between the situation we have here, where Forte did not have any of those rights at the time. And
well, the LLC agreement says the authority, power, and responsibility to manage the operations and affairs of the company shall be vested in the board of and the members.
Respectively. And then when I believe it's 5.3 discusses, or 5.2 is a provision which discusses the board of managers, 5.3 the members, and 5.7 the officers. It's only in 5.2 where there's any management criteria. Under the members, if you look at 5.3D, it says no member shall be an agent of the company for purposes of its business or shall have any authority to bind the company except as such authority shall be expressly delegated to each member by the other members or the board of managers. And here, that authority wasn't delegated. It was taken away. So there's the distinction here between Forte's rights and a typical officer or director or another member or manager who actually had the authority, had the power, had the ability to participate in the company, had access to inside information, financial information, to be able to have a better position in terms of negotiating some type of transfer. The second reason why Forte cannot be considered an insider in this case is because he had no control over the company. I don't believe this is at dispute. It's not an argument that the trustee raised in the briefs before this court. The third reason why Forte cannot be considered an insider is because to qualify as a non-statutory insider, as a category of insider that's not enumerated in the statute, the trustee must prove two factors. One, that Forte and Longview had a close relationship that, two, resulted in a less than arm's length transaction. I'd like to focus on the second factor, a less than arm's length transaction. Here, Forte, for several months, had an attorney who was sending letters pleading for access to information, access for documents, for recognition that his member and manager rights be recognized. He ultimately was forced to sue the company to enforce those rights or for the company to buy back his interest in the company. The parties, through counsel, negotiated the ultimate settlement agreement. The settlement agreement not only resolved the litigation, it was not only a settlement of litigation, it also was compensation for the relinquishment of Forte's ownership rights in Longview, as well as 25 other related companies. So when you look at what the value of the settlement agreement is, you have to look at both the relinquishment of litigation, as well as Longview, as well as the 25 other companies. I see that my time is up, and thank you.
You have 2 minutes for rebuttal. Yeah. Mr. Zazo.
Good morning. Daniel Zazo representing William A. Brandt, the trustee. Our position is that this is a fairly clear case that Dominic Forte was an insider with respect to Longview, and that both the bankruptcy court and the district court got it right in the sense that there is no mention anywhere in the bankruptcy code of limited liability companies. They really didn't exist as a vehicle and organization at the time the bankruptcy code was enacted. So, but the definition of corporation within the bankruptcy code is well broad enough to include limited liability companies. And then looking at the definition of insider, there is an enumeration which the Seventh Circuit has held is not exclusive. It's example-led. And we look at who could be an insider, an officer, a director, or a person in control. It's disjunctive. In this case, the bankruptcy court and the district court looked at Delaware law, the Delaware Law of Corporations, the Delaware Law of Limited Liability Companies. And they said, we're not going to be bound by a word, whether it be director, whether it be manager. We look at the duties and obligations in each circumstance, and they appear to be substantially similar. And what the point of the statute is, and why a person as an insider has this particular obligation or where they have additional liabilities under the bankruptcy code, is they have this bundle of rights. Among those rights are access to information, the right to vote, the right to use that information to somehow extract a payment that other creditors didn't get. And we submit that's exactly what happened in this case. Dominic Forte was paid where other creditors weren't. There are hundreds of millions of dollars of unpaid creditors here, and the statute allows this recovery from him. And the circumstances here, it's particularly appropriate. So the courts looked and they said, look, this is the circumstance where a person is both a member and a manager of a limited liability company. In those circumstances, let's look at what Delaware law says. Delaware law says a limited liability company is managed by its members, but it can be managed by its managers. In this case, there are obligations and duties and rights that fall to the members. There are obligations, duties, and rights that fall to the members. In this case, Mr. Forte was both. He was both a member and a manager. And this is not a casual relationship that he has with the other members. He's in 25 other organizations with him. Obviously, you know, from the record, you can see that there are other financial problems here. In addition, Mr. Forte was not excluded in every aspect of his management obligations or his rights. Yes, they suspended certain financial obligations, certain financial information from him. They did not remove it. They suspended it pending an investigation. They were concerned as to whether or not Mr. Forte was leaking that information improperly to someone else. And so they said, we will suspend it here. They didn't take it away. They didn't remove it. He had his other rights. And, in fact, until he sued, so if you look at some of the other exhibits that are stipulated to, he did exercise some of those other rights. He voted as to the retention of accountants here who would prepare Longview's tax returns. And there were other rights that he exercised during this period. Yes, it is true that at some point the board of managers did pass resolutions, but that one resolution that we're talking about kept certain financial information away from Forte until such time as the company concludes its investigation of Dominic's Forte's improper purpose. The BPA, Bonneville Power Administration, concludes its audit of the company's account, and the discovery closes in litigation between the company and the United Steelworkers of America. So he was not permanently deprived of access to information. The settlement agreement ultimately provides that only upon the execution of the agreement, did Forte resign from all of his management offices and terminates any employment relationship with Longview, Great Lakes, Michigan Avenue Partners LLC, and the other companies which are identified, the 25 or 26 that are listed. In addition, at that time, Forte resigned from any office and terminates employment with any entity not identified or enumerated. I think it's also worthy of note that Mr. Forte had a right upon the breach of Longview to regain his membership interest and his rights as a manager in Longview as well. So I have to say, in all those circumstances, it would be appropriate and it would be really a miscarriage of or a misinterpretation of the bankruptcy code to say that someone in this position would not be an insider. It would frustrate the purpose of the statute. It would violate many of the provisions of the bankruptcy code. The identity of someone as an insider has application beyond just the preference statute. There are questions of who can vote to accept or reject a plan of reorganization, whether the vote of an insider should count. That's and I think in 1127 or 1129, there's a provision right now which is hotly debated in the bankruptcy courts about something that they call key employee retention plans, and whether and insiders are not allowed to be a favored group with respect to retaining employees, and in fact cannot receive better treatments. I think a case just came down recently, just with respect to, the last day or two, which was in the Borders Group case, in which just this at that issue as to whether or not certain employees were insiders for the purpose of making that determination was just decided, I think April 27th of this year. So the issue of who is an insider and who is not has very broad implications, and it would seem to be a frustration of the statute to say in this circumstance that Dominic Forte, both a manager and a member, who used his position as a manager and a member, in effect, to get a redemption of his shares, and in essence a preference over other creditors, was not an insider in the case. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvie. Ms. Hart.
The trustee and Forte both agree that the statute does not contemplate members or managers of LLCs. Forte is not asking for that to be conclusive, that he is not an insider. But because members and managers aren't contemplated by the statute, they can only be insiders if they fall within the non-statutory criteria. And here, there was no close relationship, and two, there was no arm's length transaction. And those are two points that the trustee does not focus on in his brief and did not focus on in oral argument today. Additionally, I would like to point out that Forte's relationship with the other owners and the other members and managers of Longview and his relationship with other companies is not relevant. The question is, what was his relationship with Longview? Although during the course of time over Longview's history, he may have participated in some meetings, he may have made some votes, he may have had access to documents, but at the time that this settlement agreement was negotiated and paid, he was stripped of all of those rights. Even the trustee in the brief admits that those rights were temporarily suspended. For these reasons and the reasons in the brief, Forte would respectfully request that this court reverse the district court's finding that he was an insider.
Thank you, Ms. Hartman. Thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement. Court will proceed to the sixth.